One way news organizations discover their mistakes is when attentive readers email in corrections. And for a number of reporters in D.C., a disproportionate number of those emails seem to come from one Daniel Lipman. A recent Politico profile dubs him the Washington Press Corps' independent fact-checker, copy editor, and link distributor extraordinaire, and suggests that any D.C. reporter worth anything has at some point heard from the friendly, humble, accurate Mr. Lipman, sometimes just moments after the article goes live, sometimes daily. So, who is he? That's what Ron Fournier, the Associated Press's Washington bureau chief, wanted to know. After all, nearly three-quarters of the articles he writes provoke a Lipman missive. So he wrote back with some questions of his own, discovered Lipman was a 19-year-old kid, and invited him to come by the AP's D.C. bureau. First, let's talk to Ron Fournier. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So how did Daniel Lipman pop up on your radar?
Well, he popped up not on my radar, but in my email, like he does on dozens of other reporters and editors' email. For several years now, he's been sending me notes when I'd write a story, pointing out three or four things I had wrong with it, either typos or matters of grammar, or in some cases, matters of fact.
Could you tell who this guy was, how old he was?
Had no idea. I presumed he was a gray-bearded law professor wearing a tweed jacket and elbow patches, and I found out that he lived just a few miles away from where I'm sitting right now and attended George Washington University.
And so you invited him to take a tour of the AP's Washington Bureau. Politico described it as a visit from royalty, or at least that's how he was treated by the AP newsroom.
It was. I don't know if I could have turned as many heads if I'd brought the President of the United States in. As soon as I walked out and said, hey, does anybody here know Daniel Lipman? A bunch of heads popped up, phones were hung up, and people jumped up from their desk. And before I knew it, there was, I don't know, 8-10 reporters gathered around him, talking him up. And you know, as a journalist, sometimes you forget who you're writing for. And here in the flesh and the blood was a young man who we've been writing for several years and has actually been a part of what we do.
So what's his writing style? What's the substance?
Well, it's very polite. It always starts in the fine article or in the wonderful article. So he starts with a flattery. It's not partisan or, you know, hardly charged or, you know, like some of the emails we get. They're always just very point by point, almost as if you were correcting a school paper in a way that you didn't want to insult the student.
Is his batting average near perfect?
They're almost always spot on. Then you start looking for his name. For the last year or two, whenever I see Lipman pop up on my queue, I'd be drawn right towards it.
You know, there's a lot of talk about citizen journalism, and I think it brings to mind the image of thousands of citizens knocking on thousands of doors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Daniel's is a more efficient manifestation of that idea?
I don't know if it's more efficient necessarily. It's just one of the forms. In many ways, we're becoming a lot more closely connected with our audience. For the last 20 years, supposedly I was writing for Daniel Lipman. What's wrong with me now actually engaging with Daniel Lipman?
You haven't been writing for Daniel for 20 years because he's only 19.
Good point. Good.
This wouldn't have been possible before the internet.
It would not have. What would a guy like Daniel Lipman have done before? Sent a letter in the snail mail and it would have arrived 4 or 5 days later and we probably wouldn't have done anything with it. Now I can make the correction literally within 5 minutes after him sending the email.
Ron Fournier is the Associated Press's Washington bureau chief. Once we heard about Lipman, we knew we had to look out for him. And sure enough, in an online video we happened to catch with the New York Times' Andrew Revkin, a question came in from a Daniel Lipman. The kid's everywhere. So we tracked him down. He says his hobby got a boost a few summers ago when he got a job copy editing for a newspaper called the Berkshire Eagle. But he was doing this for years before that.
Since I read a lot of articles, if I saw a fact that was not a fact or an error, I sometimes would write to the reporter and point it out, and every day I'll send 10 emails or so.
So when you say you read a lot of articles, that's kind of a massive understatement. You read like 80 articles a day. I mean, does that rewire your brain?
Those 80 articles aren't always the length of a New Yorker 10-page piece. So they're sometimes pretty short. What I usually do is I get my schoolwork done, and then I look for interesting articles and the papers I read and the blogs and stuff like that. I only read articles that I'm interested in.
There was an interview that I think CNN did with you when you were 15 years old. At that point, you were already a participant in White House online chats.
Daniel Lipman looks like an average 15-year-old. He also spends his free time chatting online with some of the most important people in the world. Top officials at the White House.
I just wonder where somebody like you comes from.
I think my parents always encouraged my sisters and I, or me, to be informed citizens and not just apathetic. Whenever I read stories about Afghanistan and when I read stories about bombings in there or Pakistan, it makes me feel lucky to live in a country where I don't have to worry that I'm going to get attacked. So it just makes me appreciate how vibrant our democracy is, even though there are imperfections. You can't make something perfect.
I'm wondering, Daniel, do you have a larger goal here? By being the great seeing eye on journalism that you are you trying to make the entire trade less vulnerable to attacks that the media are biased or liars or lazy or venal or stupid or craven? Or
I think when people say the media is bias, I think that's a pretty weak argument. But when you have more accurate articles, I think it makes it more legitimate so people can't take cheap pot shots at the media.
Do you know what you want to do after you graduate? Surprise me. Tell me that it's big game hunting.
I'm not a hunter. I'd probably like to work in media some way or in public policy, maybe the think tank or in government.
Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Lipman is a sophomore at George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.